The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. Now, on this 15th day of March 2022. Okay. Now, there's a head. Now, go ahead. Say it.
Good Squeak. Evening, everyone.
There she is, you know. I tried to tell her, you know. She saw that movie about this princess that kissed a frog, and the frog turned into a mighty prince. So she ran out, she grabbed a frog, kissed a frog. Nothing. Nothing at all. Just, and I tried to tell her, and so... And Mighty Andrew, he got nothing out of it. He just watched the whole thing. So I'm starting to give up on a lot of this stuff and just not there no more, right?
Absolutely, all right. Pastor.
Go on, get out. Go on. All right. So no wonder Randy stays hidden back in that back room.
I would too.
Well, you know what you got. Who's not hidden? He's waiting patiently out there in misery, and that's none other than the parson, Jittery Joe Larson.
Why do you think I stay out here in the middle of nowhere? I'm trying to keep my sanity, but anyway, I'm glad to be back with you for this pledge week, and hopefully we can raise enough money to stay on all our radio stations and not have to go off anywhere.
Let me ask you a question. If you keep that sanity, what are you going to do with it?
That's a good question.
All right. Well, you figure that one out and let me know. Because in this world, it doesn't seem to be a place for it anymore. Anyhow,
right,
listen.
Right,
you want to get into our scripture? That's what we're supposed to be doing. Oh! It's pledge week. It's pledge week.
Pledge week. You got to give the numbers.
Yeah, we have about 7 hours left this week. 7 hours to raise enough money, and that's a lot of money. And that's a whole lot of money, Joe, to raise that much money. Let's see. From this point right here to this time next month, to the middle of next month, we got to raise about $66,000. So...
That is a lot of money, especially when you're talking to your highly unpaid professional assistant.
Yeah, well, I'm the highly unpaid professional. Well, anyhow, let's...
Radio pastor. Voice of the Christian resistance.
Yep. Yeah, we have been. All of that. We got a lot of stuff we're really going to get into tonight because... All of what we're bringing just it's driving the woke folk nuts. All of this stuff that people are not supposed to know. You know, I mean, every day they get up and say, how can we fool them today? How can we fool them today? That and PMSNBC, all of the fake, by the way, Joe.
Brainwash them.
Okay.
Enslave them.
That's right. The fake news media, we're going to give them a new moniker. Okay. It's the sleazy S, lying L, Untrue You Media. So that's the what? That's that the word is ready? Sleazy, lying, untrue. That's U T, untrue. U T. Two words. Yeah. And you know, so you know what that means? The word is slut. That's what we're gonna call from now on the fake news media. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. 888-281-1110. Phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, we're so tired. We are so tired of fake news. We are so, so tired of propaganda. So tired of being lied to. We're just so tired of it. So, folks, what do you think about that? The sleazy?
Lying.
Untrue. Sleazy, right. Lying, untrue media. There you go. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We got about 7 hours the rest of this week to raise all of that money. So get to calling, folks. And meanwhile, Joe and I will get into the scripture. Joe, let's go to Isaiah.
Not spoken.
Let's go. Yeah. Has God not spoken? And let's go to where he left off in Isaiah 55 and verse 8.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
Okay, give me some examples on how God's thoughts may be higher than our thoughts.
Well, just put it this way. God is omniscient. He knows all things, and we basically know nothing. I think that kind of encompasses the whole ball of wax.
Okay. He gives us in these next two verses kind of a little hint as to what we're talking about. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, and it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Now, so you have all of earth's cycles. You have all of earth's cycles. Now, not just earth cycles, but I mean, that earth cycles is a chore in itself. But God has the complete universe. Joe, how big is the universe? How big
all
is the universe?
In heaven and earth exist in him, by him, and for him, right?
How big is the universe? Tell me that.
It's bigger than I can explain to you. It's a pretty big place.
Okay. Is there any end to it?
Well, they say it's still expanding, so if there is, I don't know it.
But where would it be expanding to?
That's a good question. Somewhere out there. Like I said, that's above my pay grade.
Okay, so if we, you know, if you ask you, how does these things happen? Look, it rains and rains, especially around my place, and the rivers continue to run into the lakes, and lakes run into the oceans, but the oceans are never full.
Right.
Okay, but the rivers
water
continue to flow.
Explained in Job tells it all. You know, the sun on the land, the water vapor evaporates into the air, and the cycle continues.
So God, all of these things are sustained by God. He's sustained. Now, here, when we take a look at the universe, we take a look at the rotation of the planets, okay? Okay, you have to be a complete imbecile not to understand that there is an extreme intelligence. When he says, my ways are higher than yours, I mean, they're really higher than ours, okay? Right. There has to be an extreme intelligence. Now,
that solar system has such a delicate balance, the elliptical orbit, the tilt of the Earth, everything, if any one thing were out of kilter just a bit, it would all come apart. It's a very delicate balance all throughout our solar system, our galaxy, our universe. And science still, you know, can't comprehend how it's held together, how it functions.
Well, Einstein had made some remarks about God doesn't have to wonder about any of these or have his theories. God doesn't have to theorize.
Right.
So all of these things now, but if you go all the way down, just like, for example, the human body alone, how he sustains us, every little electrical impulse, all of the, I mean, it's just, it's an amazing thing. And then you have this Klaus Schwab and his minions making these absolute foolish statements when they said, there is no God above the clouds, okay? Now, of course, God says in his word that that man's a fool.
Right.
So, you know, I would like to see him someday and say, you know, God's never been wrong about anything, and he says you're a fool. And so, it's kind of that ends that argument, doesn't it?
To me, it sure does. But if you're a non-believer, well, again, Soros and other people running around, they think they're gods, little G's. But the truth is, you know, that ever since the beginning, everybody's wanted to be, including Satan, as God. They want to be powerful, in control, and that's not the way it's designed or set up. There's only one God, and he's already there. He's got the job, let's say.
All right, very good. All right, Kevin in Chardon pledges $60. Brad in, what's DLS? Oh, Brad and Lisa, okay, from Virginia, pledged $200. Thank you, Brad and Lisa. Thank you. And, okay, there, I see down below, you corrected your spelling. All right.
My apologies, Pastor. I don't know how to spell too good.
I'm going to give you some big words to practice on, okay?
Good, thank you.
Remember, folks, we're all volunteers. There are no, you know, no highly paid staff here, okay?
All righty, so listen here. He goes on to say, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. Now, Joe, give me some examples of where how God's word does not return void, but accomplishes that when it pleases.
Well, one of the big ones, people always say, well, God's message is out there, people reject it, but that's still accomplishing God's purpose because God gives everyone a chance, many, many chances, actually, to hear his word, to accept him or reject him, and if they continue to reject him, it's not because they did not have the opportunity. So every time they decide not to listen, not to hear, to disregard, it's still serving God's purpose. He warned them over and over and over. When judgment comes, they have no recourse.
All right, let me give you some examples. Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle. Was that accomplished?
Yes.
Okay. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Was that accomplished?
Yes.
Okay. Well, earlier than that, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly every moving creature. Was that accomplished?
That was accomplished.
And before that, he said, and let the firmament be lights in the firmament and of the heaven, and divide the day from the night, and let them be as signs for the seasons. Did he accomplish that?
It happened exactly like he said.
And so all of these things, and we see from Genesis to Revelation, that God had said, we see them accomplished. So here he goes, and, well, is he going to, will every single thing that he said, will that be finalized someday?
It will. It will happen exactly as he has said. God cannot lie. He cannot be wrong because he exists in all times and in all places. In other words, he exists at the end of everything and sees everything before it happens. So before he created the world, man and the world, he could see everything that happened in that creation before he did it. So he cannot make a mistake. he knows exactly how it's going to go.
So now, when you say he sees things before it happens, are you saying that his thoughts are materialized, that God's thoughts are materialized, and they become, sometimes they become material things, and sometimes they become actions, but his very thoughts are materialized.
Right. He thinks that, and it can happen. That's all he has to, well, God the Father gives the orders, the Son carries them out by the power of the Holy Spirit, but all God has to do is think, and it is done exactly like he thinks it.
Connie in Florida pledges $100. Connie in Florida pledges $100. Okay, so are we trying to place ourselves in a position where we can remember that that's how Israel got themselves in such trouble, as they were trying to take and pretend or believe that they understood God's thoughts, okay?
Yeah.
So God's thoughts are much higher than our ways. And so when you get into things like, for example, what about time, okay? Now, time, that God existed before time.
Right.
Time is the measurement of moment to moment, of happening to happening, of point to point, okay? So before there was such a thing, this measurement, God created that measurement, didn't he?
Right. He created it, but it has no effect on him. He created it probably for our benefit.
So since he owns time and time is what God says it is, can God go back into time? Can he go back right now today and revisit the flood if he wanted to?
Well, he's already there. He exists in all times and all places. There's no place that God is not, according to Scripture. So he's there.
Okay, so what's the limitations on on God's abilities?
There are none.
But you just said God who cannot lie.
Well, I don't see that as a limitation. He says something and it happens. It's true. It doesn't limit him at all.
So if he cannot lie, is it because that is his will? He's placed that condition upon himself?
He just said, the Scripture tells us he cannot lie because whatever he says is the truth.
So what does the word potentate mean?
Potentate is the exalt.
Potentate means the ultimate authority.
Right.
The ultimate power.
I couldn't think of the word ultimate.
And so he has... So there, he is the ultimate. There is no greater authority, no greater power, no greater intelligence than God. There's only one potentate, huh?
Only one.
Okay. That's not Fauci,
well,
is it?
There's something in the Masons. They have one of those men's groups has a exalted potentate, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, Fauci thinks sometimes. Anyhow, but listen. Bugs Bunny out there from Little Rock, Arkansas. I know Bugs. I've talked to him live on the telephone. Yeah, right. And what's up, Bugs? And out in Little Rock, he pledges $200. And Bill in Massachusetts pledges $25. Thank you, Bugs. Thank you, Bill. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Okay. And 888-677-9673. And there you go. I want to jump ahead to Isaiah 56, verse 10.
Okay, can I add one thought before you jump there?
Sure, go ahead.
All this is getting down to the Word of God. Its main purpose is salvation for mankind, right? Everything leads to Jesus. Jesus came for what? The salvation of mankind, bringing sinful man, being able to come to the sinful, sinless, righteous, holy God. That's what all this leads up to.
So how would you know that if you go back to Genesis 1:26 that we just read, when he said, "Let us make man in our image"? That was the last
Son and Holy
and the crowning of the creation, right?
Right.
So then we see that was the last thing that God made man. So that was the crown of his creation. Now, when he said, "Let's make man in his image," did that even exceed the image in which he made angels?
Well, saved man will be higher than an angel in the end. We are created with free will, so in a way we are higher than angels.
But wait a minute. In glory, time ceases to exist, so there is no end. It's eternal.
Well, I mean, when we get there, when we get to heaven, right now we're still in the sin-cased bodies.
Okay. When you get there, who are you going to look up first?
Jesus.
Well, he'll have already looked you up.
Oh, okay. Well.
Okay, so.
That's a good question. There are a lot of possibilities. I'd like to meet Enoch.
All righty, listen. Isaiah 56, verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yep, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Now, what is he to... Now, let me ask you this question here. Are these dogs, are these like German shepherds, or are they more like basset hounds?
When he's talking about the prophets, his watchmen, the prophets, they're ignorant. Dumb dog, dog was the lowest form in Israel, wasn't it?
Well, the dogs were the least respected. They were
thing, right, the lowest on the, yeah.
Right, the least honorable. And for that reason, in five places, who are referred to, there's a certain type of person that's referred to as a dog in five places.
A sodomite.
Sodomites, you're right. The sodomites are referred to as dogs. Now, the lions are the most highly acclaimed, but dogs are the least acclaimed now. So he's referring to these pastors, the shepherds,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So to be compared to a dog, that's not, like, very complimentary, is it?
No, especially greedy dogs. He really covers it there. Greedy dogs, and then the key is everyone is after for his gain from his quarter. They're all looking out for themselves.
So today... When you got these preachers that will preach whatever it takes to fill the offering plate, when you have preachers that boast about that they have Lear jets or they have, that one man and wife had 32 homes, that they're billionaires today. When they're at the top, are the richest preachers in the world, okay? But does that have anything to do with preaching the gospel, or what do we call those preachers today? Now, he's calling them here dumb dogs,
real greedy dogs. Yeah, they're prosperity preachers, but they are whores. I mean, they're just
well,
hirelings.
Now what
they're in it for the money.
The prosperity preachers, what have they to do? What do they preach about repentance?
They don't.
So they preach that salvation is not necessary for repentance, right?
Right.
So now, when you have people like T.D. Jakes says, "I want my stuff now. I want it now. I don't want to wait till I get to heaven." Or you've got Joel Osteen that says, "Now is the time, right now, to live the good life. Now, Okay.
God wants you to have everything here on earth. Why would there be a need for a heaven? If Joel Osteen is right, why would we even want or need a heaven? Yeah.
So what does God's word, the Bible, teach about the good life, eternal life?
That is where we receive, well, those of us that lay up crowns and treasures, we have it then. They have theirs for a brief moment. We have ours for eternity.
Okay. So place up your crowns in heaven and not here on earth, right?
Amen to that.
Do you think T.D. Jakes has it backwards?
I think he's got it all wrong. He's diametrically opposed with the truth.
All righty. Anonymous in Staten Island pledges 200. Thank you, Anonymous. Marine in Springfield pledges 200. Thank you, Marine. And we'll...
What state?
And we'll be back right after this. And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, He's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true. There was never anything that He couldn't do. My faith in Him never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him, I now abide, for history is just His story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it His way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word,
the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
Alrighty. Hey, Joe, do you know who sang a different version of that song?
A guy named Frank Sinatra. I was just thinking about that.
And a guy named Elvis Presley.
Oh, Presley did too.
Right now, listen, Joe. You know, here's what they know now. They know now that my lyrics were better than theirs. But, well, the voice maybe not so much, but the lyrics definitely better than theirs.
Well, if they had just turned it around, you see, true, you and I know something. We are to what? Do it his way. That is the way we are to follow, is his way. I live my life trying, I don't always do it, trying to do it God's way. That's the way it should go for all of us, right?
Yep, absolutely. Alrighty, so now, Joe, I want you to listen to this because what Naomi Fox has to say, or Naomi Wolf has to say.
Naomi Wolf, okay.
We said this here months ago. In fact, we even sent out in our newsletter and something that all of a sudden they're just discovering. But we even had it in our newsletter, and that was the different codes for the different types of bioweapon poison.
Right.
Okay, so
vaccines had different batches, different types.
Right, so I'm going to get Mighty Andrew to play. Hey, Mighty Andrew, you ready to play that clip? Play the clip.
Find and surface important new documentation, and then that goes over to the lawyers. And we're going to have a webinar on the 23rd about how to file criminal charges so that it's not just civil actions that these people are facing, but criminal. I'm a little bit in shock today. Like every time the research team brings me what they found, my level of trying to tolerate shock has to go higher and higher. I would like to share with your community a finding that reached me from the research team yesterday, which is pretty terrifying. And I think people need to know about it.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. So this was leaked to me. It's directly from the AMA, but it's also replicated in the documents. It's Appendix Q, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus, COVID-19 Vaccines. And what it is a table that goes to doctors with vaccine codes and dosages. And many people have said, and this was one thing that led me not to want to take the vaccine. Many people who are nurses and pharmacists have been whistleblowing and saying, you know, the ingredients are not in the sheet that goes with the package. It's blank. And that's been correct. But here, if you're a doctor, you can get, or a medical insider, you can get this table. All right. So this table is pretty terrifying because there's been work that's been done that I thought was preliminary, but this confirms it, that there are different batches essentially with different codes, you know, serial numbers basically, and that they are having different effects. There's a website called howbadismybatch.com, I believe, that is looking at symptoms from the VAERS database that relate to different kinds of serial numbers. Well, this is the other side of that. It would appear, and again, this is over to the doctors, over to the lawyers to validate, but it would appear, and you can see for yourself, that it lists a series of codes. They all start with 913, but they end in 00, 05, 07, and they do appear to be different batches. There's a whole series that are left out, and you can find them elsewhere, which is concerning. And that series is called Vaccines/Toxoids and Vaccines/Toxoids Guidelines. But look, just looking at this series, which is about 12 batches, they have different dosages. It says mRNA LNP, which is the lipid nanoparticle spike protein preservative free. And then the first one is 30 micrograms. The second one is also 30 micrograms. These are Pfizer. But then there's 10 micrograms, also Pfizer. And then Moderna has 100 micrograms. And then Pfizer has 3 micrograms, and these are different batches. And then a Moderna has 50 micrograms, and another Moderna has 50 micrograms. And then you go, so just in those like 8 or 9 batches that I've just read that end in 00, 05, 07, 01, 08, different people are getting different dosages of the active and possibly the dangerous ingredients. And the reason I find this so important, especially with the work that you've been doing to showcase Edward Dowd's colleagues' charts, where they've broken down deaths and plotted them on a timeline with boosters and with the first and second injections, there was a huge spike, as I recall, of millennial deaths right around the time the boosters were rolled out. And if you look at this table, it would appear that some batches could have more of the spike protein, more of the lipid nanoparticles, which I'm persuaded are so problematic, than others. And so this is truly shocking. And they're not adjusted for weight or size, right? So if you're a 100-pound woman or a teenager, you're not getting any less in these high LNP, high spike protein dosages than a 300-pound, 6-foot man. And then lastly, over to the right, the table shows, first of all, it shows this is an undated document, but it shows that they already planned a fourth dose and a booster. But also when it says second dose to third dose, CDC recommended populations is, for example, immunocompromised. This is not supposed to be for everyone, according to this internal document. It's targeted to frail populations, vulnerable populations, where the risk-benefit equation is going to make more sense to take what Bourla has now called a risky injection. So to me, this is, you know, quite terrifying. The other thing that comes up is that there are 2 different solutions. This may or may not be relevant, but I mean, literally, this is an experiment. You don't know what you're getting. And I guess the last thing I want to say, and again, I am not a medical doctor. So, you know, this is now over to the doctors, over to the lawyers for, you know, triple and quadruple review and explication. But what's scary to me is that doctors would have known this. Doctors would have seen these codes, seen these different dosages, been able to look at the vial and know, oh, this is a 50 microgram dose. This is a 100 microgram dose. This is a, 3 microgram dose. And didn't alert people that there are different batches with different levels of the active ingredients in this vaccine.
So this is all pretty shocking. Dr. Wolf, we got about a minute. How do people join up and assist you? You've got, 12 or 1300 volunteers now. How do people go to this site and find out more about you and the work that's being done?
Yeah, please come to research@dailycloud.io, and then you'll get assigned one of 6 different groups. And also go to dailycloud.io campaigns over there on the right. Choose the Pfizer campaign and sign up, and you'll get an email and a form, and you can go ahead and get to work. But please support each other emotionally, and including, you know, all of us who are learning this, because this is truly, truly disturbing.
Dr. Wolf, great work. Thank you for joining us.
All right, Joe, I've got that chart that she's talking about right here in front of me from the AMA. That's right. And here it has right on there, starts at 3 micrograms. It goes to 10 micrograms. It goes to 30 micrograms. It goes to 100 micrograms. So you have all of these different batches depending on the batch that they happen to inject you with. And so here, you know, it's like, well, we'll say, okay, these people, these are conservatives. These are people that we are not the woke people. Let's give them the most potent batch and get rid of them first. Maybe they might say, well, let's use this on the elderly. Let's get rid of them first. But I've got the chart right here. Now, there is proof via AMA documents that they are distributing different doses of the active ingredient in a COVID vaccine. And right here is the chart.
Yeah, the chart's there. The chart doesn't lie. Hopefully, when we first did the story, I was talking to some local people, and I was talking to some local people at the local Walmart. And the pharmacist, basically, they never looked at stuff. They had a nurse that was doing the shots. The stuff would come in, and there was some nurse came in and just grabbed it out of the, you know, there was just, it came in a batch, and they'd just take the top one off and give it to whoever was next in line. And they said they hadn't noticed that they would go and look at it, and they looked very, very surprised when I told them about the different amounts in the batches.
Well, here's what we've noticed. The phone lines are not ringing. They are not ringing. So, folks, they got to ring. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You know, when you, Joe, when we tell people these things, you know, just unbelievable. Yesterday I had two ladies, and, you know, this is just happening all the time. Both of them told me, both of them have adult daughters, and they both have grandchildren. And both of them were telling me how their adult daughters got the poison, and they don't. And here I'm hearing this all the time. Grandma and grandpa aren't not invited over because they didn't get the poisonous poke.
Right, we're not vexed.
And these millennial generations, these people have, they're clueless. They went to the public school system. They were indoctrinated with cultural Marxism. They lost their ability to reason. And, you know, the Bible calls it because what's happened, to a large degree, they've become reprobate. They don't like to use that word, but that's it. The Bible makes it very, very clear. Those that, you know, he that says there is no God, that's a fool. They become fools, Joe. And so there you go. You know, it's terrible.
Last night, how, you know, they're destroying the family, they're destroying common sense, they're destroying knowledge. I mean, we are in the middle of a spiritual battle. We are in the middle of a revolution ourselves, and the enemy is winning because our side has been. We sent our children to the devil to be educated, and people still can't figure out why everything is going wrong in this country when, you know, we've had years and years and years of the devil running the education system, the very heart and soul of the nation.
Well,
we've been trying to warn them.
We're seeing the parents are starting to waken up. This whole COVID thing has given them, and so it's late. It's, you know, and let's just hope it's not too little too late. But, you know, the remedy is very clear. I mean, we can bring America back to one nation under God. God gives us, he gives us the exact formula needed. And that's when his people, what? Repent.
And turn.
And turn, right.
From their wicked ways. And our national sin is what? We have committed abortion, the murder of the children, the shedding of innocent blood.
All right. Susan in Illinois pledges 100. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Susan. But we got to keep getting some 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Here you go, folks. We got to do some very rapid articles here. Leaked audio recording reveals Obama-Biden regime officials plotting coup against Ukrainian president in 2014. And guess what? That was, we talked about that in 2014, right? We remember, as the current Biden regime offers its love and support to Ukraine following an invasion by more than 100,000, they will not offer love and support. They won't even offer the military weapons that Ukraine needs, okay? Russian forces, a newly resurfaced leaked audio indicates that the pair of Obama administration officials were plotting to overthrow the elected president of that country during the Maiden Revolution in 2014. One of the key players in the coup planning was Victoria Nuland. That woman, if her lips are moving, she's lying.
Right, and she's very active today, right?
Yeah, that's right. She served with Barack Obama State Department and is a vehement, vehement, vehement anti-Trumper, as well as an avid psychopathic supporter of former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Clinton, right.
And so, in fact, she was heavily involved in spreading the Steele dossier hoax that claimed to have evidence Trump was a stooge of the Russian president. That woman, again, she is deep state all the way, not to be trusted at all. Now,
Hillary, remember, was supposed to be the one who would complete the Barack Obama's total transformation of America. He spent his 8 years putting the deep state in place, putting in all the political operatives and hacks and all through the, you know, it really built the deep state, and Hillary was supposed to come in and complete that transition, but...
That's right. Remember what Obama said to President Trump. He said, well, and when he was referring to what you just said about Hillary, at least I will have been president. In other words, you're not going to be president. It's going to be Hillary.
Right.
And not only has Trump been president, but he probably will be again. And
Lord willing, right?
Amen.
I want to mention something that's not happening. I noticed if you look at the news, the last we heard is the convoys, the Patriot, the Freedom Convoy, got to D.C. They were driving around outside the Capitol, going around and getting no attention. And I heard, finally found it, that the government blocked their entering into D.C., would not allow them in. They weren't getting any attention, so they were going to take the convoy and go into the D.C. proper. And you know how much news coverage I found on it? One little blurb, and the rest was crickets. See, one of the most important things was this government taking control over us, being able to lock us down, order us to take an experimental vaccine, ordering schools to be closed, ordering all these masks, ordering businesses to be closed, destroying the economy. And here we had people brave enough spending their own time, their own money, to do this convoy for our freedom. And the press has disappeared, not talking about it. And as they concentrate, here's your attention. They show us the shiny little object. Everybody's looking somewhere else. And the convoy, they said, I think we talked a couple weeks ago, the convoy said, this is our last shot at change. That was way back in the first part of March. And they made almost a complete news blackout. So it will die. Freedom will die in America. And the press is one of the main reasons for that death of freedom. That's my take.
It's too late. We might as well just give up and roll over and die. It's over. We don't have a chance.
I don't feel that way, but I
yeah. When you say that freedom. Now let me tell you something, okay? You can't beat a people that refuse to be beaten. If God is, right. If they're on God's side, and there ain't no way, okay?
That's
because we would rather freedom won't be. We would rather die on our feet than live on our knees to these
because if
tyrants.
God is for us, who can be against us?
That's right.
This
so,
is what I was going to add to that. This is what the liberals were hoping would happen, that this freedom would die, people would not notice it, that it would go unnoticed, and then it would just be accepted by the people. But that's why we're here, to be the watchman on the wall, to tell the people so they know what's going on, and if they know what's going on, then they can fight it with the truth.
Well, I've talked to a whole lot of people, and they all know that the fake news media, the slut, the sleazy, lying, okay, untrue media out there, that they are trying to keep, you know, give it, kill whatever attention that the Freedom Convoy might have. And so we know that, and so... I mean, the Patriot movement across this country are very, very well aware of it. We are much smarter than they think, okay? The Faucis and these people who consider themselves to be intellectual giants and literally mental midgets, because to think that you can fight against God and win, well, hell is full of those people, isn't it?
Scripture says it's not near full yet.
All right, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. The phone lines are open, folks. We got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You got to call.
Because we're telling things like tonight. We're giving you facts that you're going to be hard-pressed to find. You're not going to find it on your local evening news. And a lot of these things are buried. They don't want you to know, and that's why God put us here to be, put Pastor Ernie there especially, to be watchmen on the wall. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to be obedient to him because, what was it, Patrick Henry said, you know, I don't care how bad the news, I'm paraphrasing what it is, I need to know the truth. Because if I know the truth, then I know what I need to do. And without the truth, you don't know what direction to go, what action to take. And that's why Pastor Ernie has been all these, like, 49 years, the watchman on the wall.
It'll be 50 years this year, Joe.
This year.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. See, the folks in the other room, Joe, keep telling me, you got to give that number out. You got to give the number out. The phones aren't ringing. 888-677-9673. You got to call. Listen, bombshell. Now, listen, Joe, this is another one that we said a while back, okay? Fauci owns a patent on SARS-CoV-2 GP120 HIV insertion, which destroys the body's cancer-killing T-cells. That's right. Early on the pandemic, on the plandemic, we reported the unusual HIV insertions had been identified in the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19. This strongly suggests at the time that the virus was a bioweapon constructed in a laboratory. This is what we said in March of 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, it has been further revealed that Tony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, owns a patent on at least one such HIV insertion known as the GP120. HIV's GP120 protein, reports Igor Shudov on his Substack, is the one that activates the LFA-1 CD4T lymphocytes and increases all susceptibility to the LFA1 targeting lexicotoxin, according to a 2011 study.
I couldn't get a patent on something unless it's what man made. You can't patent something God made. You can't patent something that's naturally occurring. So if this is something that they have taken and it's man created.
All right, Joe, we're coming up to a hard break. And so, folks, after this break, we got another clip you really want to listen to, The Dark Valley. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A whole lot more to come. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.